Change starts with a shift in perspective. Let's have a look at that. I want you to start by asking yourself, what is reality? Now, I'm going to put it to you that reality is a process. It is a series of experiences that we have, for which we make observations. From there, we choose what is relevant to us and we discard the rest. We make assumptions of our observations based on our experiences. From those assumptions, we make conclusions. Now, these assumptions and conclusions can change over time, but they tend to solidify. Those conclusions become beliefs. Now, a lot of our beliefs, a lot of our definition of reality, we grow up taking cues from others, friends, our family, our parents, our community, and our society. So those beliefs are the drivers of our behaviors. So we have a belief that if we do certain actions, that will produce certain outcomes. We've observed this. We've made assumptions and conclusions on this. So our outcomes define our beliefs, and our beliefs define our behaviors, which produce certain outcomes. So in essence, our beliefs become our interpretation of reality. If we want to change our reality, we need to become aware of our experiences, our observations, our assumptions, and our conclusions. We need to become aware of our beliefs. And we do that through our body and through our mind. Now, here's the problem. What if our beliefs are incorrect? What if they may very well be correct for other people, but what if they're incorrect for us? And I want you to ask yourself a question. Why do you feel the need to change? How do you know that you need to change? Now, most people would say, I want a different outcome. And that's fair enough. But let's go back. Outcomes are based on behaviors. And behaviors are based on beliefs. And beliefs are based on conclusions, assumptions, and observations of reality, which is our perception, which is our perspective. If we want to change our outcomes, we need to change our beliefs. And if we want to change our beliefs, we need to change our observations and our experiences and our assumptions and our conclusions. We need to change our definition of reality. And we need to come up with our own definition of reality. And that's what dynamic self-awareness is all about. It's about defining your own reality. And that's exactly what we'll be exploring in a little bit with the art of dynamic self-awareness. But for now, let's just keep going.